By definition, reconciliation means bringing back into harmony that which has been divided or pulled apart. And reconciliation can be used to describe a healed relationship, a relationship with oneself, a relationship with other people, a relationship with God, a relationship with an institution or a group of people, or a relationship with a concept like money.
Reconciliation with money, fear of financial insecurity. As I was growing up, I grew up with parents who were born in the early 1900s and lived through the Great Depression. So my formative years were around their fear of financial insecurity, their fear of not having enough money, because they lived through that depression and, in fact, lost the farm. Both of my parents were in families who lost the farm during the depression. So as a grade school student, I was encouraged to buy war bonds. And this was after the war, but yet my parents still, it was the concept of saving, saving, saving. I also remember on Friday night, it was always an event. And the event was going to the local savings and loan and making that deposit of $10 or whatever that was at the time. Those events were formative in my life. Also, the phrase, quote, "we just cannot afford that," was instilled in me from a very early, early age. One of my disappointing memories as a young child was wanting to dress like everybody else in school. And the kids that I ran with wore Levi jeans with a V on the back pocket. And you couldn't get these at JCPenney's. So I was only given jeans from JCPenney's that had a little swiggly stitching on the back pocket and not that cool V. But I remember that, and that was a result of not being able to afford it. Well, what's it like as an adult for me having grown up in that environment? As an adult, I have lived with a lot of fear around money. In my first marriage, I played the role as a money cop and a controller. In that marriage, I was always concerned that my wife was spending way more money than we could afford. And I was always concerned that we were not saving enough money. There was this always driving fear of not enough, not enough, not enough. Well, that marriage lasted 25 years, and then I was single for a while, and then I entered into a second marriage, my current marriage. So nothing changed in my mental outlook on money in that interim period. When I entered the second marriage, my solution was control. And I tried to then again control the spending habits of my spouse. And as a result of that, there was a lot of blaming, a lot of judging, and very little trusting. So what's changed? What has been the reconciliation? Well, over the last few years, I came to realize that my mental outlook on money was just simply not working. So I sought some advice from a very wise man. He gave me two bits of advice. Number one, he said, you have to give up control. Number two, he said, you have to trust God. That was really difficult. My response to him was, you're crazy, man. My wife is a spendaholic, and I can't give up control. And in terms of trusting God, I can trust God with a lot of things, but I'm not sure that I can trust God with my money. Well, he advised me to go home and think about it for a while and then come back, give him the answer after my thought process. And the solution was to turn all of the money activities in our household over to my wife and let her handle that, and for me just to totally step out of the process. So what's it like now? And how does this relate to reconciliation? Well, in this instance, for me, reconciliation was not an event. It's a process, and it's an ongoing process. My wife and I still have ongoing conversations about money, and I have to remember all the time about the fears and about giving up control in order for this reconciliation to work. What it is bringing into harmony that which has been apart. And what was apart for me was my serenity, my contentment, my peacefulness. The fear of financial insecurity was the wedge that was separating me from serenity, contentment, and peacefulness. So today, in our household, I have reconciled with the money issue by having a separate but together concept. We have separate money funds, but we make many of our money decisions together, hence the separate but together concept. Secondly, I have to trust my wife. She handles the money. Sometimes in my mind, I question what's going on, but I know that I have to trust her. Thirdly, I have to trust God, even when it comes to my money. And lastly, I've learned that I had to give up control.
Well, I'm the second wife, and money had been an issue for me as well. But it was mainly an issue of, he doesn't want me to spend that? Well, I'll just show him. I had a lot of pride because I've always earned money. And I felt that since I earned money, I should be able to spend it any way I pleased. Well, when my husband made a decision to stop trying to control how I thought about money and how I spent money, all of a sudden I didn't have anything to rebel against. And then when he turned everything over to me and said, you track it, I felt responsible, really for the first time. So I found myself developing a system for tracking how we spend money and providing data so that we could make good decisions. I found myself becoming more aware of complicated things I had never understood before, like investments and how important those were. So, taking away the pressure left nothing for me to fight. And I'm not there yet. I'm not completely there. I still make a few decisions that even I question. But I've come a long way in a short time. And it is, after all, a process.